I just think I love podcasts so much that I've had the most fun listening to podcasts and making pod friends. And I've just, listen, there's not a microphone you can give us anymore that we're not going to want to jump in front of and talk about podcasts and about our show.
I think that we should close this out the way we close out our show. And that's with our tagline. So do not forget to be kind
and rewind.
Today, we're joined by Erica and Amy from Podcast Rewind.
Hey there. How
ladies,
are you?
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So this is our first time to hang out. It's the first time to chat. Why not on a podcast? There is no better way to network.
No, it's our favorite.
Yes. So Podcast Rewind, I don't know what it is. Let's start there.
Okay. Podcast Rewind is a podcast about all of the favorite podcasts that me and Amy both love to listen to and talk about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's a little meta, if you will. And we've kind of changed our format recently. We used to tell each other all of our favorite podcasts. Now we're using our favorite podcasts to talk about things that are going on, pop culture and hot topics.
Right. So this week we just did a whole deep dive episode into the explosion of true crime as entertainment. I happen to be a massive true crime as entertainment fan. And we talked about how true crime has always fascinated society, but it's, you know, really jumped up as an entertainment form in the last 5 years. We think it started with a podcast, and that being Serial.
Yes.
And then, you know, other weeks we've talked about, it's been a year since the Me Too movement started. Where are we now? Are we doing the right thing? And we talked last week about the micro generation between Gen X and millennials, the Zennials, and what that means. Who are they and how are they different? Why do we need our own micro generation? And through that, we probably have called out 7 to 8 podcasts over those 3 episodes I just called out, because we listen and we learn. And then we could read articles or watch YouTube videos. And this, like, you know, we kind of do a book report every week. On this
exactly. You know, instead of using Wikipedia, we're using podcasts. And it's the entertainment that we both love to ingest the most. So if we're roommates as well. So in the morning, you can hear so murder on one side of the apartment. And on the other side of the apartment is like pop culture or stuff like that. And we just found throughout our day, you know, coming home from like a good 8 hours in the office, being like, hey, how was your day? How was that meeting? Oh, you know what? Did you listen to this podcast this week? It was so great. I have to tell you about that. And that's kind of where everything came from.
Right. We were doing that just as friends for so long. It started kind of like a crack. Like, this is so silly. We should have a podcast about podcasts.
This is a podcast.
Right? This is a podcast. This is the show.
Exactly. Like Seinfeld, okay, so this is the show. This
how
is the
does
show.
Something go from this is a podcast to actually now it's a podcast?
You know, it was about a 2 or 3 week process, I would say, because it started as a total joke.
That sounds pretty fast.
And then we talked to friends about it and they encouraged us.
And I would also say we're lucky. Amy has been working in entertainment for a while. I have a background in journalism. So I think combined, we kind of know what people are looking for. I have, you know, from the writing perspective and what you need to come to the table with questions. And then Amy of, you know, okay, you talk too long here, show flow, really kind of niching down. And then I've got a great technology background. Somehow it really worked out that the first time we did a test recording of a podcast is episode 1. We loved it. We thought it was great.
So episode 1 was your test.
Yep. It was. And we thought it was a dress rehearsal. And then once we turned back and listened to it, I mean, nowadays our standards might be different for our own show, but
as
having heard ourselves for the first time, we thought, this is it. This is the show. Wow. Are we doing this?
And because we listened to so many podcasts, we saw other show flows. We listened to so many. We know what works, what doesn't work. So we know when we start our show, we're going to tell you a little bit about our week, but then we're also immediately going to be like, here's my drink of the week. I'm going to talk to you about podcasts. I'm going to drink while I do it. That's how I generally talking about podcasts. It's generally over a beverage. And then also like, hey, let's get a little bit more hashtag relatable. Here's what I'm obsessed with this week. Last week, we talked about how we were coming here to the podcast movement. We figure that's going to be our obsession next week, talking to other podcasters and trying to continue this movement. And then we'll go into our show. So we just heard what others were doing, made it work for us.
Well, bless your heart, as we say in the South.
Oh, we're Northerners that are transplanted to the South. Okay. We say bless your heart every now and then.
Where's home?
I am, this is Amy. I'm originally from Michigan, and I have perfected using y'all as a Southerner, but at the same time, my hometown,
I moved a bunch growing up, but I mainly lived in Pittsburgh. I do not have a Pittsburghese accent whatsoever.
I wouldn't have guessed Pittsburgh.
Yeah. moved a bunch. My whole family is from New York. So whenever she throws down like a Michigan accent, I'll do like a little New York, a little Long Island, kind of give a little flavor. But yeah, we're just two transplant girls living in Orlando.
In Orlando. Why podcasts. Orlando?
Work.
Interesting.
Both of us, our careers took us here after college. And we met right out of college as just, we were working in the same industry at the time. And we've been best friends ever since. We do very different jobs now, but, you know, still good friends and now business partners. Just trying to make some
points. All right, so let's go there. Tell me about the business side. What is it? What does it entail?
So I definitely would say that I kind of take the reins when it comes to this. I already have my own blog at myrevampedlife.com, which is very business blogger oriented, helping other women learn what it's like to live in a corporate world, do meet and greets, things like that. So with the podcast, you know, we're on Podbean. That, you know, takes some extra legwork to get an RSS feed for the whole podcast. And then getting out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, all of that work. You know, we don't have any sponsors. We don't have a whole network behind us. It's really us. It can take 3 to 4 hours a week just to record and upload the podcast after all of our editing is done. But throughout the week,
we do your own editing.
Do the own editing. We use GarageBand. We've got Snowballs by Blue, which we really like. We've got some pop filters. We try to be as fancy as we can with our recording. We use our third bedroom, so it's kind of become like the podcast nook. That's where we do all of our work there. But
the
we would love, it's the house of pod. We would love to get into like a network world and work with other services that kind of get out our message as well.
Yeah, we've really promised ourselves that, you know, though we would love to make a business out of our show, that we'll remember that this is our hobby and our passion. And never lose sight of that, because then we think it might impact the integrity of our show.
Well, it's funny that this is something that's interesting to you, because I spoke earlier with a lady named Suzanne, and she happens to be doing some things that you're interested in getting into. And so I hope that at some point this evening, the three of you can talk about that.
Yeah, no, I think we've learned so much already tonight. And the few people we've talked to, the more people, the better.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly how it works. We are so all about making pod friends, as we call it.
Yes, that's
and
a good
way to say it. And we are obsessed with pod friends and love calling them out on our show and doing what we can to spread the message about podcasts, because it's been such an important thing for us personally and then professionally.
Yeah, completely agree.
As you should.
Makes it easier to be hosts if we agree with each other.
Has your episodes ever offended anyone or made someone?
Yes, after our very
respond
first
in a way that you you felt was.
Thankfully, no strangers have reacted in a way that they reached back out to us. But you know, we were our true selves starting with that very first episode, and a good friend of Erica's actually called me disgusting.
Ooh.
So I took that to heart, I would say.
And wait, to be fair,
can we name names, or is that?
Yeah, no. Mitchell knows what he did.
Mitchell,
Amy was recapping
shame.
A My Favorite Murder. She was recapping a very popular show. I happened to be recapping an NPR show that was talking about sex dolls, and he did not like anything we talked about. But it was already out there on the internet, so it was so ridiculous. I will say, for our 30th episode, we treated our listeners to what we called the Dirty 30, and we only covered podcasts that were not suitable for work.
Okay.
And it was so fun, and we got such great feedback.
That's
that
the
so
beauty of
many
podcasts.
People
you
loved
can do
it.
That.
Nobody was offended by it. I think when you're here, you know you're going to get two girls in their 30s who like to talk podcasts and don't mind dropping a F-bomb here or there.
Well, and we are not always
a kid-friendly
that blue.
Show, so earmuffs. If we get, okay,
right. We are not always that blue, but you know we are adult women, and sometimes we go there. We'll give you a trigger warning first.
100%. We'll click explicit if need be.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm curious. So let's just go around the circle here, and we got Suzanne with me. We'll throw her in the loop. Let's share maybe a true crime podcast that resonates with you for whatever reason and why, if you'd be willing to start.
Sure. Well, I don't want to. You know what? I know what she's going to pick, so I'll pick a different one.
You know each other too well.
And this podcast needs no help in the promotions department, but My Favorite Murder is 100% my favorite podcast. I've joined their fan cult. I've got the merchandise. I saw their show live in Orlando when they came through on tour last year in November. But we have a hometown true crime podcast. I know that's what Erica's going to say.
So I lived in Erie, Pennsylvania for 2 years. And recently a Netflix documentary just came out, Evil Genius. Have you seen it? Yeah. Okay. So it was about this guy who basically robs a bank while wearing a collar bomb and what transpires after that event. And I was at school, like an exit away from that entire event. And so Netflix put out this amazing documentary. They have supplemental podcasts. And so I would say hearing podcasts about a true crime that you are literally like down the street from changes the game for you. So that one I would say was the best.
Okay. Mine's really boring.
No, it's not.
Because it's not. It's podcaster's paradise. And I don't mean that that's boring, but I mean, I love hearing. No, it's not true crime. I don't listen to any true crime. I know.
You're an anomaly.
I'm old. Okay. I'm old.
We feel like that's true crime right there that you don't listen to it.
That's true crime.
But because we're good people, we want to hear about what you're talking about.
So all I'm interested in is learning and getting better at podcasting. I mean, I work at a radio station, so I got to listen to the radio station to and from work at least, you know. But I mean, truly, at Podcasters Podcast Movement in Philadelphia, that was everything. Everybody was like, true crimes. Like, go around the table. What's your podcast? Oh, mine's about a woman who fell down the stairs and was murdered. Mine was...
Oh, The Staircase. It's yes, like, yeah, I devoured. Yeah. Well, that was Netflix, actually.
What was it?
Okay, now...
Not an owl.
You realize I'm going to... On my way home, I've got a 45-minute ride. I'm going to download a true crime. In your honor.
Yeah, well, if I can recommend our latest episode of Podcast Rewind, we do a whole deep dive into true crime. How do we get here? What does it mean? Yeah.
I feel like we just had an intervention. This feels like a moment.
That is the mission of Podcast Rewind, is to expand podcast listening among our listeners.
Okay. Mine is Unconcluded. I don't know if any of you listened to Unconcluded, but it's about a local here in Orlando, a girl who disappeared about 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And they have no idea what happened.
To call her our hometown girl, Jennifer Cassidy.
Jennifer Cassidy. And unfortunately, it's kind of stalled, which is a little bit of a bummer. But the episodes up to the stall have been amazing.
I feel like y'all are talking a different language. And I got to learn how to speak this because now that you're here, you're getting me excited.
Well, there's some really interesting true crime podcasts. That's why it's taken off. People like it for a reason. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's storytelling. So a lot of it's true. It's like, oh, I heard about that. I remember that. And it's fascinating. So
we really explored, you know, using the worst tragedy that someone ever experienced and their families experience as a form of entertainment and kind of the moral and ethical considerations that go along with that on our show this week and kind of deep dived into that. So I would be interested in your feedback on it because it is, you know, titillating and so much of our psyche is drawn to that macabre type work because you want to understand it so you can prevent it happening to you is what a lot of the psychologists will say that kind of, you know, deep into this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting because my husband was in the newspaper business for 35 years and they would ask listeners and readers, what is it you want to read about? Oh, we want to just hear about the good news, about the positive. No,
you know,
that's not what sold.
Uh-uh. All right, let's play a little game here. This is on the fly.
All right.
But I feel like we're on the fly kind of people.
Yeah, for sure.
Redemption here.
You're not going to get it in this game, but that's all right. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so let's have each person, if you'd be willing, share a fact about yourself, which may not be true, but it could be true. And then we're going to determine if your statement is true or false about you. How about that? Does that sound like that could be fun?
Yeah, except generally my true fact, my fun fact is that I host a podcast.
Okay, but that's true, though. So that's not the one
that we
didn't
pick. Want facts.
No, I want you something that may not be commonly known, and it could be totally fake.
Got it. It
could be true, and we need to determine, are you a true criminal? Are you a liar? Are you a person of trust?
Got it.
Are we agreed on this? Is that what can we do this? Can we try this?
If it fails,
I can post edit.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. Is it true or not that as a little girl, I wanted to be my hometown queen? It was a pageant called Miss Holly City, and that it took me 2 times to go through it, and that I finally won the pageant.
I don't know. Do we think it's true or not? Are we going around first and then deciding?
Can we ask questions? Can we add to that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Where was the hometown?
Hometown's Millville, New Jersey.
And what was the pageant called?
It's called Miss Holly City because it's a Holly City.
Holly?
Holly.
As in
Holly
like...
Bush, yeah.
Oh, okay. So like very Christmas oriented.
Yeah.
And so you did how many times?
Twice.
What did you wear?
The first year I wore a yellow dress and the second year it was like a light green dress. Lacy, but it was back in the 80s.
Did you have a talent?
They didn't have talent, but I could have played the piano.
What would you have played on the piano?
Toccata and Fugue in D minor, the one that goes da 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 da.
Good jam.
That was a good answer.
I think it's too good to be a lie. I think it's true.
I agree. I think it's true.
I'm going to vote false because at one point your eyes turned like you were thinking and then you threw out an answer.
Absolutely not true.
Oh!
Well, hey.
That was
good. How about it? You're a great liar. Yes. You're a great liar. Now I'm a little bit nervous. All right. Who wants to hang with that? Because that was pretty
I don't know. It makes me hard. We're best friends. If one of us goes, we can't interview each other. It's true. That's true.
I tell you what. Well, we won't allow you to be involved.
Nope.
It'll just be myself and Suzanne. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. And you can't give me any clues. No, you can't like roll your eyes or ha. You can't do that. All right. I'm ready. Right.
Now, this one is a little kind of on the vein of yours, but I have performed and fallen in my dance solo on the ancient theater of Argos in Greece, because in my former life, I was a dancer.
How long did you take dancing lessons?
10 plus years before this happened.
What type of dance?
It was musical theater style presentation of The Birds. It's an ancient Greek play that we presented as an American rock musical in Argos.
What was one of your co-dancers' names?
You know, I don't remember any of it. It was 2006 when this happened. None of us were famous.
How many costume changes?
Two.
What took you to Greece in the first place?
I was studying abroad with this team that put on these. I studied ancient Greek theater for the summer, and we put on this show.
I'm ready to make a decision.
I'm ready to make a decision as well. I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to go true.
I'm also going to go true.
It's true.
Ha 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 ha. All right.
I hurt myself.
You did.
Yeah, she knew that.
You did a really good job.
But I think you also, you kind of delayed a little bit here and there. So it was a little bit of a throw off. Is she messing with us?
Yeah.
Does she really not remember a name? Well played.
You're good. Are you going to go?
No, I'd like for you to go next. We'll keep the ladies first chivalry thing going on.
Okay. In college, my nickname was the Real World Girl.
Why?
I worked for the Daily Collegian at Penn State, and I was an entertainment reporter, and I was always interviewing kids from the real world.
Did you watch The Real World on MTV?
Not every year.
What was one of the best stories you interviewed?
One of the best stories, I would say, was the National Lampoon Channel came into town and was doing their own version of like a VJ search, and CT from Real World Paris was there. He was flirting with all of the freshman girls. And I wrote about it in my article. And his publicist called me because he didn't like it. And I said, whatever, he was doing it. I'm going to talk about it. So I got in trouble, but my editor had my back.
Okay. Tell me who was the first person that you interviewed.
First person I ever interviewed was, when I was in Penn State Erie, I think his name was Eric Hutchinson, just like a coffee house guy. But my first real world interview was with MJ from Real World Philly and Cameron from Real World San Diego. And Cameron is now on Southern Charm, Charleston on Bravo. So I'm like 1 degree away from Bravo.
I'm ready to make a decision.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Describe the audition process.
For what?
For you getting that role.
Great question. To be a reporter for the Daily Collegian at Penn State was about a week-long process. You had to fill out like a whole pop culture news, like what name a song by Led Zeppelin, you know, who was our quarterback at Penn State, and then write a whole like mini article, and then go through 2 rounds of interviews. And then for one semester, you were just kind of like a baby journalist. And if you made it through a semester and another round of testing, then you could write for the Daily Collegian at Penn State.
Okay, I'm going to go with she's telling the truth. And if you are not, we are going to Atlantic City and we are going to clean up in poker.
I feel like there are elements of your story that are true.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's false. I think you have fabricated some truth into something that's not true.
Totally true.
Oh! Fail
on my end. Do you want to go to Atlantic City anyway? Yeah, I've never been. We're very detailed, though. I thought that was a good way to throw a
ball. Thank you. I took two acting classes.
It paid off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, this episode has turned out to be one of my favorites.
Oh, nice. So fun.
I'm going to start to close this out here. We always like to close with, where can people connect with you online?
Great. So Podcast Rewind, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at PodcastRWD, or search Podcast Rewind on Facebook.
Yep. You can also throw us an email. We would love to hear from anybody that's interested in more information or has suggestions for us. So we are podcastrwd@gmail.com. And then if you want to listen to our show, we're on all the platforms. We're on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and our base is Podbean. So our RSS goes out to all the platforms.
Fair enough. Yeah. And we always like to close out with final thoughts. You first.
I just think I love podcasts so much that I've had the most fun listening to podcasts and making pod friends. And I've just, listen, there's not a microphone you can give us anymore that we're not going to want to jump in front of and talk about podcasts and about our show.
Well, you represent well.
I think that we should close this out the way we close out our show, and that's with our tagline. So do not forget to be kind
and rewind.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be kind and rewind. Yeah. Well played.